Let's talk interest rates. If you've got a mortgage, I reckon you will have been following the last week's news cycle very closely. We ran on 7 News in the last week stories of economists making predictions about what's going to happen rate rise today. The first came out after the CPI data last week, and the reaction was, we could see rate rises very soon, rate rises very soon. 2 nights later, the ABS put out the retail trade data, how well our shops are going. And that said, it's a retail recession, flat as a tack. And economists reacted to it and said, well, maybe cuts are back on the table. And I remember someone asked me during the week, what do you believe? Whose predictions do you follow? And why do they bounce around so much? Because not everyone gets a little notification when the ABS releases a new data set. To make sense of it all, Dr. Susan Stone from the Credit Union SA Economics Centre at the wonderful University of South Australia joins us. Dr. Stone, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How do you make sense of it and tell people in plain language the sorts of inputs that go into making the decision today to make it make sense?
Well, yeah, it is a very data-driven process. So that's why you see this bouncing around, because every time there's new information, people adjust their expectations because now they have new information. But the ABS is pretty clear about this. I mean, the RBA is actually very clear about the things that they're looking at. They say that what they're really going to keep an eye on, besides inflation, besides the CPI, which is a measure of inflation, they're going to look at, you know, the economic growth. They're going to look at labor markets, and they're going to look at household spending or demand. And that's why the retail sales was important, because it shows how much people are spending. And if we look at those three factors, well, if we look at CPI, the one thing I want to say about that is March's CPI did go up, but we know the monthly CPI is not always a great measure. The quarterly is a much better measure, because the quarterly includes a lot of things that the monthly doesn't, and that includes services, which, as I've said before, it's a big part of spending, because it includes people's wages, which is a big part of the labor market. So services are a good way to look at how we're traveling. And services inflation on the quarter is down. And if you look at the quarterly CPI numbers, they are traveling in the right direction. They're all going down. I guess the big question is, are they going down enough, and are they going down fast enough? And so that's why the RBA also looks at things like household spending, which is also going down, but it's only going down. Like, the RBA would like to see household spending increases go down more than they are.
Yeah.
Like, they're predicting that what they would like to see is that by June, households are only increasing their monthly spending by about 0.8 to 1%. And right now, we're around 2% increase.
Reserve Bank. Dr. Stone. Reserve Bank governors, I think, we always talk about the one lever they've got to try and control inflation. Yeah. That's the overnight cash rate. But I think they've got two. Just one of them's unofficial, and it's the words that they put around their decision. We've seen some talk out of the US, some fairly bearish talk from the Reserve Bank governor there. Is it your expectation that we might see no change to the actual cash rate, but we might see a change in the words that the Reserve Bank governor uses to talk about where things are going in the absence of a reduction in spending?
You're absolutely right. They do. Their words they choose very carefully, because they do want to convey a message. And I think you're right. I think that they're going to say, we're not out of the woods. Don't expect a rate cut anytime soon. We're going to see how we're going. Let's look at what happens in June, when they can judge their predictions or where they want us to be by versus where we are. And they're going to say, if we need to, we'll raise rates again. Whether they actually do that is another matter. They'll see where the numbers come out. But I agree with you. I think that they will be a bit less, it's just a matter of time before we cut rates. They're going to be very much, we're not out of the woods yet.
Because those words are powerful, aren't they? When they say, it's only a matter of time until we cut rates, some people can start behaving as though rates have already been cut, can't they?
Absolutely. And businesses may kind of wait on things that they don't need to spend money on. They may kind of hold off and wait and see what happens. People will also wait and see So yes, it's very important. Expectations really drive the market. It's a huge factor. And if people are expecting there's a chance that rates will increase, it will affect behavior. Exactly right. That's the point.
Do you think, Dr. Stone, that governments are getting the memo from the Reserve Bank about the role that they play in terms of spending, creating an environment where rates relief is less likely? I mean, the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, he came out overnight and said now's not the time for scorched earth austerity, which seems to, if you parse that, sort of sounds like I'm going to keep spending as much money as I like. And our political reporter, Phil Currie, made the point before that you've got a beleaguered Labor government in Queensland that seems to be walking towards electoral defeat, and to try to restore their electoral stocks, they come up with some zany cash giveaway.
$1,000 checks.
Yeah, $1,000 checks for families. Government's not really helping, is it?
I mean, you know, it's an interesting kind of dynamic, because the RBA and most central banks are set up specifically to be independent, so that they can conduct their policy just based on economic outcomes, and they can focus on that. They don't have to worry about election cycles or anything like that. So that's their job, and they can focus on it. Whereas, as we all know, politicians and governments are elected. They are hearing people, and especially people genuinely suffering from cost of living expenses. Lots of businesses, we're hearing about businesses going under, about people can't afford a home. You know, they've already announced the relief for HECS fees. And so they're under tremendous political pressure to do something for their constituents. It's not a job I would want to have to balance those two concerns. Mm. Because on the one hand, yes, they don't want to undermine the RBA's efforts, because that just makes us keep running around in a circle. But on the other hand, they feel the need to deliver some kind of relief to people. And so they will try to do that in as responsible a way as they can. We'll have to see what happens with the budget and what kind of spending that the federal government announces. And then after that, for the SA government as well. But it is a very difficult balancing act that they're trying to manage there.
Mm. But just to recap then, it's reading between the lines, Dr. Stone, it sounds like you think probably on hold today, and you're broadly optimistic about the direction inflation's heading in long term?
I am. I think things are heading in the right direction. As I said, we keep an eye on services. But if you look at the main things that are driving the inflation rate right now, it's food, which kind of goes up and down. It's fuel, which definitely goes up and down. It's insurance, which sadly just seems to keep going up. Mm. These are the things that are really driving the CPI. So, this could be pretty seasonal, and we could see things improve a lot more over the next quarter. And if things are really improving in June, I'm not saying that they will lower rates, but I think the chances of any rate increase will really be small.
Okay. Great wrap as always. Mm. Terrific explanation. Dr. Susan Stone from the University of South Australia, the Credit Union SA Economics Chair. Thank you so much for your time.
David Penberthy and Will Goodings, 6 to 9, 5AA Breakfast.